Life Spring Family Audio Bible, Episode 41. You've heard the phrase, you can't get blood out of a turnip? How about water out of a rock? Also, Moses learns about delegation. Today we're reading Exodus 17 and 18 from the New Life Version. Exodus chapter 17. All the people of Israel left the desert of Zin, traveling from one place to another as the Lord told them. They set up their tents at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So the people argued with Moses, saying, "Give us water to drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you argue with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people were thirsty there for water. They complained against Moses, saying, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and animals with thirst?" So Moses called to the Lord, saying, "What should I do with these people? They are almost ready to throw stones at me." The Lord said to Moses, "Pass in front of the people and take some of the leaders of Israel with you. Take the special stick in your hand with which you hit the Nile and go. See, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb. When you hit the rock, water will come out of it and the people will drink." And Moses did so with the leaders of Israel watching. He called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the arguing of the people of Israel, and because they tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Then Amalek came and fought against Israel at Rephidim. So Moses said to Joshua, "Choose men for us and go out and fight against Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the special stick of God in my hand." Joshua did as Moses told him. He fought against Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. When Moses held up his hand, Israel would be winning. But when he let his hand down, Amalek would win. Moses' hands became tired. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Then Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on each side. His hands did not move until the sun went down. So Joshua destroyed Amalek and his people with the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this in a book to be remembered, and tell Joshua that I will take away everything under the sun that would help you remember Amalek." Moses built an altar and gave it the name, "The Lord is my banner." And he said, "Because the Lord has promised to have war against Amalek through all time." Exodus chapter 18. Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, the religious leader of Midian, heard about all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people. He heard about how the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, had taken Moses' wife Zipporah after Moses had sent her away, and he had taken her two sons. One was given the name Gershom, for he said, "I have been a stranger in a strange land." The other was given the name Eliezer, for he said, "The God of my father was my help, and he saved me from the sword of Pharaoh." Then Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, came to Moses with his sons and his wife to the desert by the mountain of God where he was staying. He sent the news to Moses, "I, your father-in-law Jethro, am coming to you with your wife and her two sons with her." Then Moses went to meet his father-in-law. He bowed down and kissed him. They asked each other if all was well and went into the tent. Moses told his father-in-law all the Lord had done to Pharaoh and the Egyptians because of Israel. He told him about how they had suffered on the way and how the Lord had saved them. Jethro was glad because of all the good things the Lord had done for Israel in saving them from the hand of the Egyptians. So Jethro said, "Honor and thanks be to the Lord, who saved you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of Pharaoh, and who made you free from the power of Egypt. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all the gods. It was proven when they acted in their pride against the people." Then Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, gave a burnt gift in worship to God. And Aaron came with all the leaders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. The next day, Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood around Moses from morning until evening. When Moses' father-in-law saw all he was doing for the people, he said, "What is this that you do for the people? Why do you sit alone and judge, and all the people stand around you from morning until evening?" Moses said to his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to learn God's will. When they argue, they come to me, and I judge between a man and his neighbor. I teach them the laws of God." Moses' father-in-law said to him, "What you are doing is not good. You and the people with you will become tired and weak, for the work is too much for you. You cannot do it alone. Now listen to me. I will tell you what you should do, and God be with you. You speak for the people before God. Bring the troubles to God. Then teach them the laws. Make them know the way they must walk and the work they must do. Also, you should choose from the people able men who fear God, men of truth who hate to get things by doing wrong. Have these men rule over the people as leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. Let them judge the people at all times. Have all the big troubles brought to you, but have them judge the small troubles. So it will be easier for you. They will share the work with you. If you do this and God tells you to do it, then you will be able to keep your strength, and all these people will go to their place in peace." Moses listened to his father-in-law and did all that he had said. Moses chose able men out of all Israel, and he made them leaders over the people, leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. They judged the people at all times. They would bring the big troubles to Moses, but they would judge every small trouble themselves. Then Moses let his father-in-law return to his own land. May God bless the reading of His Word. Delegation can be a good thing. It looks like Moses was not a control freak, doesn't it? The lesson here is that delegating authority will keep you from burnout, I think. How about you? Are you a control freak? Do you have to have your hands in everything? Are you afraid to give away power or responsibilities? Take a lesson from Jethro. You'll be happier longer. Tomorrow, God calls a meeting with Moses. I'll see you then. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.